Influenza is a highly contagious respiratory tract disease. It causes yearly winter epidemics in the United States, and approximately 5 to 20% of the population is typically infected. Although it is usually a self-limited illness, influenza causes both morbidity and mortality. Over 200,000 hospital admissions per year and 36,000 deaths per year are attributable to influenza. Several methods are used to monitor influenza trends in the community. Laboratory-confirmed influenza, that is, samples of respiratory secretions testing positive for influenza, is considered the gold standard. Influenza-like illness, or ILI, which is based on a group of symptoms, has been useful as well. Student absenteeism has also been used in certain communities. However, absenteeism data is not routinely reported to the District of Columbia Department of Health. The school nurse system, or SNS, was created in 2004 by the DC Department of Health due to interest in improving early outbreak detection. SNS uses syndromic surveillance, which examines clusters of presenting symptoms to detect larger health events. Uniquely, SNS uses school nurse visits as a data source. This system can report influenza-like illness. The objective of this study was to determine if reports of ILI from the school nurse system can be used to augment traditional influenza surveillance. To accomplish this objective, we compared five methods of monitoring influenza activity in the community with reports of ILI from the school nurse system. We examined data during the November 2004 through May 2005 influenza season. The first two comparison systems monitored laboratory-confirmed influenza. These data came from two Sentinel Clinic laboratories pre-selected by the DC Department of Health for influenza reporting and all reporting DC hospitals. The next two systems monitored visits related to ILI to the same Sentinel Clinics and the emergency departments from the same hospitals. The last system was school absenteeism due to illness. Absenteeism data were only available for the public elementary schools. The school nurse system data consisted of electronic reports of school nurse visits by students. All public schools who reported visits were included. We examined the percentage of school nurse visits each week related to ILI. This helped control for reporting fluctuations. The definition of ILI was different depending on the system. The Sentinel Clinic and Hospital Emergency Department definition of ILI was fever and sore throat or cough, which is the standard definition. The school nurse system definition of ILI was fever or sore throat or headache or respiratory illness. Statistical process control, or SPC, was used to detect peaks in the data. It is a quality control method used in the manufacturing industry, which has also been used in hospital infection control. It uses graphical representations to identify abnormal data that vary from the norm. This table shows the participation of the surveillance sites in this study. The first column lists the sites, the second column the number of site participants, and the third column the participation percent. 31 of 151 DC public schools reported school nurse visits through the school nurse system. 2 of 2 Sentinel clinics reported ILI and laboratory confirmed influenza. 3 of 9 hospitals reported emergency department ILI and laboratory confirmed influenza. 95 of 107 public elementary schools had absenteeism data available. I will first describe how SPC is applied. This graph shows the school nurse system influenza-like illness data during the 2004 through 2005 influenza season. The y-axis represents the percent of school nurse visits related to ILI. The x-axis in this and subsequent slides represents the week number of the year. Note that breaks in reporting occurred during the winter and spring breaks. The SPC method is applied, and the yellow dashed curve at the top of the graph represents the calculated cutoff limits for abnormalities, and the light blue dashed line at the center represents the mean of the data. Using the SPC method, we find two peaks in the school nurse system data, as noted in yellow. One small peak occurs during week 50, or mid-December, of 2004, and a large peak occurs during week 6, or mid-February, of 2005. This method was then applied to the comparison data. These graphs show the first two comparison systems, which use laboratory-confirmed influenza, versus the school nurse system. In the top graph, which represents Sentinel Clinic influenza, the y-axis represents the percent of tested samples that were positive. In the middle graph, which represents hospital influenza, the y-axis represents the number of laboratory-confirmed cases. Note that no denominator data were available for hospital influenza. The bottom graph represents a school nurse system ILI data, which is identical to the previous slide. The peaks detected by SPC are noted in yellow in this and subsequent slides. Although neither comparison system had a peak corresponding to the small school nurse system peak in 2004, both comparison systems had coinciding peaks with the large school nurse system peak during 2005. These next graphs show the third and fourth comparison systems, which use visits related to ILI versus the school nurse system. In both the top and middle graphs, which represent Sentinel Clinic ILI and Emergency Department ILI, respectively, the y-axis represents the number of visits related to ILI. Note, no denominator data were available for Sentinel Clinic or Emergency Department ILI. The bottom graph again represents a school nurse system. The Sentinel Clinic ILI had a coinciding peak with a large school nurse system peak during 2005. Two emergency department ILI peaks appear to be preceded by the small and large school nurse system peaks by 2 weeks. This graph shows the fifth comparison system, which uses school absenteeism versus the school nurse system. In the top graph, which represents the school absenteeism, the y-axis represents the percent of absences for illness per school. The bottom graph again represents the school nurse system. The SPC method detected no peaks in the school absenteeism data. We believe that this pilot study shows that the school nurse visits related to ILI might help DC monitor community influenza activity. There were two peaks in school nurse system visits, a small peak during mid-December of 2004, and a large peak during mid-February of 2005. The large peak was likely caused by influenza because three of the five comparison influenza monitoring systems, hospital influenza, Sentinel Clinic influenza, and Sentinel Clinic ILI, had peaks that all occurred at the same time. In addition, a fourth comparison system, the Emergency Department ILI, had two peaks that were likely preceded by the school nurse system peaks. The cause of the small peak in the school nurse visits is less certain, although influenza is the most likely reason. A fifth system, school absenteeism, had no peaks and therefore could not be compared with the school nurse system. This study was subject to at least two limitations. First, because the school nurse system only allowed one reported reason per school nurse visit, a non-traditional ILI definition was used in this study, which had an unknown effect on sensitivity and specificity. Second, the hospital and clinic influenza data in this study might not represent the true influenza incidence in DC, because few hospitals and clinics reliably reported ILI in laboratory data. In addition, denominators were not available for several comparison systems. Conclusion. Increases in school nurse visits related to ILI might be useful in augmenting traditional influenza surveillance. The DC Department of Health should undertake the following. Number one, encourage school nurses to report more than one symptom to the school nurse system to increase sensitivity and specificity of ILI detection. Number two, encourage more schools to report to the school nurse system and encourage hospitals and Sentinel clinics to report denominator data. And number three, consider encouraging school nurses to collect specimens from symptomatic students for respiratory virus testing at nurse visits to improve the specificity and usefulness of the system. Thank you. Sure, start in the front and we'll go back. Unfortunately, we didn't have the specific, we had counts, but we didn't have the specific, oh, I'm sorry, the question is, for the emergency department cases, were any of those confirmed to have influenza by lab? And unfortunately, we didn't have identifiers so that we can match up the laboratory confirmed case, the ILI cases. So that's, again, there could be a significant amount of overlap that we don't know about. Yes. Thank you for the question, actually, because it's interesting. It did take a while in dealing with the... In D.C., it's a little bit different. The school nurses are not actually employed by the D.C. public schools. They're actually employed by a contracted hospital, actually Children's Hospital from D.C. And so there was a bit of political wrangling that had to happen with the school nurse system. However, what we found, actually, when we started training the nurses is they actually like to use the system. And let me tell you why. It's because we actually worked out a system where we were able to... use this as their documentation for the visits. And then not only could they just sit at the computer, enter these, and then, but at the end of the month when they had to do these long reports, it was easy to aggregate all the numbers. So for the nurses, actually, they actually liked to use the system, and they found it that it caused them to have less work rather than more work. So that was one of the selling points of the school nurse system. And that's the sort of ongoing debate with syndromic surveillance. How much is necessary? And like you said, is the juice worth the squeeze? In this instance, we felt that with the school nurse system, at least, with some of those indicators, actually, those comparison system, but I do have to point out, and I didn't have time to point out in the 10 minutes I was given, was that some of the school nurse data actually ends up being a little bit more timely. For example, we saw that on the graphs that for the ED data, influenza-like illness, the school nurse system seemed to detect the peaks a little bit earlier. And in addition, the caveat to some of the laboratory data is those were dates of specimen collection. So actually, even though you see the peak similar to the school nurse system, the time that they're actually reported back might be further delayed than the school nurse system. So in our estimation here, the reason why we continue to kind of push this was because we felt that in this case, the school nurse system did provide more information and more timely information. What happened here in D.C. was we actually contracted out to a private company who had actually done this, I believe somewhere in California, I think in San Francisco somewhere, where they had developed a similar system, not for the schools per se, but a similar system. And it's actually a web-based system. And one of the issues that we've had in D.C. without, pointing fingers too much, is that we actually initially thought that most of the nurse suites had at the very least, a phone access, maybe computer internet access, in order to do this. And one of the issues was actually you saw 34 schools out of 151 were actually able to submit data, was a lot of infrastructure issues. Now, in terms of how they actually electronically did this, it was drop-down menus and web-based, and they could submit directly, and we would actually get the information almost real-time at the D.C. Department of Health. Now, I do have to tell you, in the meantime, due to some political issues, this system actually stopped for the 2005-2006 and has now been reinstituted again, but with a new version that actually is much more enhanced and has fed back. All the feedback we got from the nurses has now been implemented into this new system, and that has been live as of 2-3 months ago. Right, and that's part of the issue that in terms of reporting how we would track nurses, because a lot of the DC school nurses have at least two sites where they visit. So a school may have a nurse, you know, 2 days out of the week, and so exact numbers in terms of how many who reported here may have reported across two different schools, I don't have those numbers offhand, but there is definitely some overlap in terms of nurses covering multiple schools. In this specific instance, they did not receive special training for influenza-like illness. What we allowed them to do basically was to have a report form where they could actually click off a chief complaint, multiple other symptoms as well, and then using those that data together, we looked at ILI based on what they reported. Now, the one problem in this instance was most nurses only clicked off a chief complaint, partly because of the way it was set up, the original system was set up, and which we've changed in this new version. So, I'm not sure, I think it's different actually per school, but they do have to list, at least for the elementary schools, the reason for absence. And so we're only able to say, well, yes, is it illness? Is it, you know, some other reason why they were absent? But we weren't able to match up the name of the student with an absence because one of the big gaps was DC Public Schools holds the absence data, and we don't have access. This is only a one time we were allowed to make a formal request, get all the absence data. So there's no actually talking. That's one of the issues in terms of getting these data to be together and be able to tell us more about an absence. Yes. No. So that actually was in general all ED department reporting EDs and was not limited to age.
Okay. We have two more questions. Go ahead.
Yes, at least there was a training session that had to happen, at least just to introduce them to the web-based system and how, this has been approved by your nursing supervisor and this is we're going to implement this. And so, right, the reporting should have just been one day and there was an area where they could go back in and type in comments as needed.
I'll take the last question. Having to institute a similar type of system in New York in the Hudson Valley where I hail from, what we found, exactly what was mentioned, problem with buy-in from the school nurses, especially depending on districts. Certain districts had an absentee monitor who collected absenteeism data versus the school nurse who looks at children with respect to illness. And finally, I guess the issue or the question is, based on your recommendations of continuation of the system, one of the things we found was that nurses obviously do not perform diagnosis. And the illnesses either leave in school based on their sickness or reported to school for being ill as being flu isn't normally proven. For example, you may have a provider or a physician who just says the kid has flu, may not be confirmed flu. Of course, then backed up with the laboratory-confirmed flu diagnosis. So how do you factor into that situation with respect to your recommendations of an arbitrary type of diagnosis of such of flu, a kid being out with flu, versus what is reality, laboratory confirmed flu?
I think one of the, in terms of the recommendations, is kind of to try to draw those two together. If we're able to, at some point, and obviously this would take a lot of discussion, but able to then go from a school nurse visit where they list symptoms, like you said, there's no diagnosis involved, but they can list symptoms, and then we can aggregate those symptoms to look at ILI. And then if at that point we're able to do some collection of respiratory samples, then we can really look at the overlap. We can say, well, look, how much is ILI as a symptom cluster capturing true influenza, and go from there. So that, you know, that's one of the recommendations. Obviously, it's a huge, it would be a huge step in a difficult battle to fight, but I think that that would be very useful. And especially in D.C., where the absences, and we only know about absences illness versus work versus something else, there's no connection between absences and ILI and then influenza, so that, that kind of, there's that disconnect there. So, obviously, you know, if we can take that further step, that would be provide us much more useful information.